going to teach you something about marketing and fools. This is salt. So is this. Salt, salt. This is the salt that humans have been using for like 50 million years. Right here. But somebody realized that for decades, if not hundreds of years, salt had not changed. So someone was looking to make some pretty big bucks. So good marketers are able to create an entire industry out of thin air. Good marketers will find something that hasn't been changed in thousands of years and figure out to create a whole submarket. And all they have to do is sell you the benefits. And they can charge you 800% more money for it. That's all they gotta do. Is tell you it's gonna help you live longer, it's gonna cure your ailments, it's better for you, it's gonna change all these things in your body, and guess what? It's pink. Oh, my favorite color! This was 50 cents for 26 ounces. This is 4.5 ounces, $4. Let's see how many humble, honest people are in the room. Who has this in their pantry? Look around the room. You can turn to your neighbor and say, sucker. 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 Himalayan pink salt. Pink Himalayan salt in its own little special Nordstrom grinder. So therefore, yeah, I like that picture. That actually came from Brian Niederhaus's pantry. After the last First Steps to Success, he sent me a picture after he and his wife belabored for several minutes going, do we do this, do we do this, do we do this, do we do this, do we do this on this tour? Pink salt. Look at all that pink salt. But it was on sale. But it was on sale. Look at me. Sales are good. He who can be faithful with the little will be made ruler over much, much more. He who is faithful with the little will be made ruler over much, much more. If you forced yourself to live off of 70% of your income, pink salt would not be in your pantry. Now, the thing that cracks me up about health nuts, and I happen to be one of them, who've taken supplements for the last 27 years of my life, I've noticed something. That why don't we, wait, we have like 12 different health products to handle one problem. And we have no idea if any one of them are actually working. And we don't know which one is working, because we just keep buying more. And why do we keep buying more? Why do we buy pink salt over the iodized 50 cent giant 26 ounce container of salt? I'm gonna tell you why. It's because you have the money. It's because you have the money and you don't have a financial vision. That's why there's pink salt in your house. I have pink salt in my house because someone gave it to me. Someone was trying to pimp me out. Someone was trying to put the tourniquet around my arm and the needle in my vein to get me hooked on some pink salt. But Danny, it was on Sale. Do you know what the point of sales in the supermarket are? To introduce you to something you did not need. To introduce you to something you did not need. Like a new brand of organic peanut butter, different than the other brand you normally buy of this organic peanut butter, where the real question is, should you be buying peanut butter? That's the real question. That's the real question. So when you look at that, so, oh, this one was on sale this time. It was cheaper than your normal one. So now you pick up the new one. The next time your husband's at the grocery store and says, do you need anything? Yeah, can you pick up some organic peanut butter? This brand, please. It's no longer on sale. It's $2 more expensive than the other one. $4 more expensive than the cheap stuff. But you were told it's better for you. Just like you were told by the great marketers who campaigned and lobbied against the milk industry. Lobbied so well that they started an entire campaign for milk, that it does a body good, which is a slogan. It's not nutritionally factual, but it's a slogan. I don't know about you, but does milk make you fart? Something's going on inside your belly. Something's trying to tell you it might not be so good for you sometimes, depending on your body, of course. But why do we spend $4 on 4.5 ounces of salt versus 50 cents on 26 ounces of salt? Because we have the money and we have no financial vision. This is also how we spend inside of our companies, whether we own the business or we work for someone else. We spend other people's money more foolishly than we even spend our own money. Let's look at where all the money has gone, because I want to show you and I want to prove to you that there is a beautiful way. Get myself equipped first. This is the first thing that you need to say. Can you read that for me? Thank you. Gorgeous. One of our precious clients made this for me. No pink salt. This is what you have to leave this place staying. But see, what is your pink salt? Is your pink salt your expensive skincare, your expensive hair care? You're living like a rich person who has all this debt? Is your pink salt cable television? Video games? What is your pink salt? What is your luxury that you're foolishly spending money on and continuously staying in the cycle of debt? What is your pink salt? Where is your foolish spending? So you tell me. Let's look at cable TV. How many of you have cable television? Okay. Let's look at cable television. How much are you spending on cable television? Okay, $110 a month, okay? So let's call it $100 a month. Can we just call cable television $100 a month? Where are we? Okay, is that good? $100 a month, all right? So if your pink salt is cable television, well, it's only $100 a month. Come on, can you say that with me? It's only $100 a month. Okay, $100 a month times 12 months is? How much? $1,200. Times 15 years is 18 grand. $18,000. What could you do with that $18,000? Huh? Do what? Rescue three little girls out of the sex trade. It's $5,000 per child to rescue and house them and bring them into counseling and learning new skills and to get them out of that life completely. It's building three houses in Nicaragua. It's $18,000 in your retirement fund. It's $18,000 of some fun. Take a vacation for a month. Go to a wild, exotic place for a month. That's $18,000 that could have been your debt, your consumer debt. $18,000 in some places in this country is a house that you could have paid cash for. but you refused to get rid of your pink salt. So listen to me. Where is your pink salt? What is your pink salt, and is it worth it? What have you been suckered into that you refuse to let go of? Humility or arrogance? Which one will you choose? You're going to fight for your pink salt. You're going to fight for your Starbucks. You're going to fight for your cable TV. You're going to fight for the habits that are keeping you in the 98%.